Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're listening to Zedlines with Angus and Trista for your 8 a.m. news. In local news, the state government will set aside $100 million to allow public hospital patients needing elective surgery to be put through the private system in a move to decrease hospital wait times. Data from Queensland Health shows over 66,000 awaiting elective surgery in the public system, with surgeries likely to be sent to private being ENT, general surgery, cataract and knee replacement procedures. The Surgery Connect program would also bypass health insurance providers, meaning private sector hospitals and patients would be paid in full for the service. To North Queensland now, where flood-affected residents will be granted a reprieve as the Bureau of Meteorology predicts the first sunshine in 11 days. Major flood warnings remain in place in parts of North Queensland, with the Bruce Highway between Cardwell and Ingham to remain closed to traffic. Energy crews across the state are working to restore power to impacted areas, with volunteer electricians conducting free electrical safety checks for pensioners. Financial development group Townsville Enterprise has estimated a total economic loss of $257 million due to the floods. In national news, Sam Kerr has been found not guilty of racially aggravated harassment against a London police officer. It took 4 hours of deliberation for the jury to rule unanimously that there was not enough evidence to prove Kerr's words were racially motivated or intended to harm the officer. Kerr had been in a dispute over a taxi fine with Metropolitan Police Officer PC Lavelle in January 2023, in which she called him stupid and white. The acquittal brings an end to the 7-day trial, with Kerr saying she is now fully focused on getting back on the pitch for the Matildas.
More national news, the federal government is in talks to throw Regional Express a lifeline should the airline be unable to find a buyer. This move would make REX the first nationally owned airline in over 3 decades. Administrators were called in July after the airline's collapse to negotiate a sale with no buyer being found. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has reinforced the government's stance on helping the regional airline, with $130 million already invested to keep planes in the sky until June this year. Mr. Albanese says that a government acquisition of REX would be doing the right thing by regional communities who rely on the airline for medical access and emergency services. International news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned that the ceasefire will be terminated if the Palestinian militant group Hamas does not release hostages from Gaza. As part of the ceasefire agreement, Israel and Hamas were set to exchange captives after 15 months of war in Gaza. So far, 5 hostage prisoner swaps have taken place. While Hamas says it's committed to the agreement, Netanyahu has set a deadline for Saturday, insisting that hostages must be released. If not, he said that Israel would resume military action until Hamas is defeated. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy but with a chance of scattered showers. It is currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. Humidity is sitting at 77% with a dew point of 21. The tide today will peak at 9:30 a.m. and will have fully fallen by 3 p.m. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.